Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of something that's great, Max Pack. That's something that's great here on Fesco and Dusty.
It's time for Max Pack.
Oh, yeah. Week three. Brioche, baby.
Here, you're ready to go, huh?
Let's go.
We just found out what brioche bun means on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's not good. But I think from a bun standpoint, we're still all behind the brioche
Absolutely.
Bun, right?
Absolutely. Let's go. Week three rankings. So real quick. I'll walk you through the week two rankings. This is not normal power rankings. These are your power rankings that your ability to actually win the Super Bowl, to hoist the Lombardi Trophy come February. Okay.
All right.
Week two rankings were Chiefs at one, Niners at two, Ravens at three, Lions at four, Rams at five.
Mm-hmm.
And in week three, starting at five, a little bit of a hot take, but you know, it's week three. It's all a little bit up in the air, right? We don't know everything about everyone quite yet. Week five.
Oh, but we'll tell you we do. Just ask any national expert who's declaring the season over for people.
Well, that's kind of what I do, too. Here we go.
It might be over for the Rams.
It might be.
You know, there's a couple others.
There's a couple of 0-2s. Yeah, we could go through that at some point. But number five in this week's three Mac Pack is the Packers. They won last week. I know Jordan loves out. But the injury timeline's looking shorter and shorter. Their next three games, Titans, Vikings, and, of course, the aforementioned Rams. At least two of those are winnable, so they could be 4-1 by the time Jordan Love comes back.
You don't mess with Malik Willis, bro. You just
exactly
don't.
Exactly right, and Matt LaFleur is creeping up into my elite tier coach list. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, at some point, I've got to put the second best quarterback on this list. He's won them two games in a row, or won them this last week. Won them two games in a row.
Josh Allen's been really good this year.
It's been fantastic.
Like, three touchdowns from Cook also helped as well.
Absolutely.
I think Allen threw like 157 yards this week.
Well, and that was part of the problem last year. I didn't feel like they used James Cook enough. And James Cook is really, really, really good, and he's proven. He's got some legs like his brother.
Does MVS have a catch yet this year?
That's a great question.
Who did you say? I'm sorry.
MVS.
Oh, no, he got cut, didn't he?
No, he's on the
he's
team.
He's on the team.
He went for a pass last week, and it was incomplete.
Oh, I thought they were talking about cutting him at one point.
Nah, man, he's playing.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
One catch for 19 yards.
Cool.
Sounds about right.
That was in week one.
So he's on pace for 16 catches for, I don't know math, but 175 yards.
Something like that. Yeah, it'd be like 8 or 9 catches. But we'll go to number three. Yeah, again, the defense actually looks better for Buffalo, too. So I got to give the elite quarterback some nod there.
I'll do the addition by subtraction line here, because Stephon Diggs needed to leave Buffalo. But he's helping out Houston. Stephon Diggs is one of those players who has a shelf life with a team, and it's about 3 years. And once that shelf life expires, it's time to go to that next team. And his time will expire in Houston sooner rather than later,
exactly.
And then they'll be looking to get rid of him. But having him in Houston has helped them out, and having him not in Buffalo has clearly helped them out as well.
Yeah, they'll find some explosives, but Shakir and Keon Coleman can move the chains for now, and now, of course, Josh Allen's a beast. Number three, the Houston Texans. One this week, looked good. C.J. Stroud looks fantastic. The offensive line's there. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. I think, like I said this week on Overreaction Monday, Nico Collins, you could tell me he's the best receiver in the league, and I really wouldn't argue too hard with you. And I think the defense
really
is there. He's really good. And, of course, our guy Bob, D'Amico Ryans, heading up that defense, man. He can do it. Number two, the 49ers. Listen, I know they lost the Vikings last week, but wasn't it last season they lost 4 weeks in a row, 5 out of 6 weeks, or I think it was something like that last season? They went on to go to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs in an overtime game.
Be careful there. I heard that Christian McCaffrey may not play for a while. Is that true? Have you heard that?
Well, four games for sure.
And then I also heard that Deebo Samuel may not be playing now.
That's true.
So
he's out a few weeks.
Yeah. So being facetious about that. So you lost maybe your two best offensive weapons, and God forbid you lose your best blocker in George Kittle, then what's going to happen?
And then number one, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't think that's hard.
No, number one yet.
Because they just played one of the best teams in the AFC going into the season, and their quarterback had his worst game in probably a year and a half.
And they won.
And they won.
And they found a way to win. And, you know, to jump off of something what Binkley said, they had a one-point win over Cincinnati, just like Georgia had a one-point win over Kentucky. You don't have to apologize for winning football games. You just win, baby, and that's what makes you a great team, the Virginia Slims of teams, the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got my bottom feeders this week. I don't know who my bottom feeders were last week because I'm just going based on what I'm watching this week because it's irrelevant and it's just fun and you can argue all you want. Mm-hmm. Number 32, I had a tie for 32, but I had to break the tie. The Carolina Panthers come in at number 32. They just benched their quarterback. That thing is in disarray right now in Carolina. So this week, they are the worst team in the NFL, followed closely by the New York Football Giants, baby. Let's go. First team in the history of the NFL to score three touchdowns, not allow a touchdown, and lose.
That's insane.
It's insane.
That's so bad.
The NFL is celebrating its 104th birthday this week. In 104 years, nobody has ever done that. The Giants, welcome to the party, baby.
Shouldn't that get you benched?
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, if you can't win a game and score three touchdowns, I think they went for two.
They went for two three times. There you go. You kick extra points.
Bob's ego.
yeah, exactly.
Kick three extra points, you win the game.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
Malik Nabers sounds like he's been in the league for 10 years. You know, in the post press conference, he's like, yeah, I'm just doing my job. I'm like, this guy's 21. He sounds like he's been here for 10 years.
So Daboll apparently went to Malik Nabers and says, what do we need to do in offense? He goes, give me the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
66% of the offensive plays were his.
You should be fired if you are a head coach who's won Coach of the Year and you're going to a rookie wide receiver who's played two games and say, what do we do here?
I don't know. Try the quarterback. Get rid of that sorry sack.
That'd be like you going to somebody who got hired yesterday and be like, how should we do this show?
Now, I will say this. There's something to be said to have that open mind. Like, they've always been that. Like, that's why Andy Reid's successful, because he evolves and changes, and he was doing the pistol stuff in the NFL before anybody else because all the college kids were. So he's like, well, hell, they're already doing this in college.
Yeah.
Why make them adapt and change to something that they haven't done for 4 years? Well, we'll just adapt to them. So I don't have a horrible issue with it, but like, is that where you are at this point in time? Like, you're just looking at Malik Nabers going, what'd you guys do at LSU, man?
Yeah, well, we had Jaden Daniels. Yeah, Daniels. We had a couple other good players.
We didn't have this loser at quarterback whose eyes are too close together.
Yeah, this guy named Romeo Dunze as well.
We did some things.
Yeah. Offensive line.
Yeah. So I got the Carolina and the Giants.
Family.
Then I've got Denver coming in at number 32. That guy's a fraud, by the way. Who? Brian Kelly.
Oh, I thought you were saying Bo Nix. I thought he was great.
No, Bo Nix is fantastic after his post-game press conference.
I dropped back and I threw it to the wrong team.
Yeah, so game I've over. Got Denver coming in at number 30, but could potentially move up the list a little bit because of Bo Nix.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Drop back, threw it to the other team.
There you go. Bo Nix. Coming in at number 29, I have the Dolphins this week. They don't have a quarterback, folks. No matter where you look at it, they don't have a quarterback. And then coming in at number 28, I have the Commodes. You didn't score a touchdown versus the Giants. As bad as it was that the Giants didn't win that game, you still didn't score a touchdown against the Giants. So the Commodes come in for me at number 28 this week. Panthers, Giants, Broncos, Dolphins, Commodes are my bottom five teams and Bob's bottom feeders.
Giants play the Browns this week.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a great matchup. Oh, people will be excited. The Giants play the Cowboys, I thought, this week. Man, I could be wrong. I don't know.
Somebody goes from the 913. Isn't that what happened when Dusty got hired? All of a sudden, the name of the show changed? LOL.
I sold him half the rights of the show.
Future investment.
That's right.
Hopefully, it pans out. I mean, look.
Yeah, the Giants are at Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Jones is going to die.
Who plays better? Cleveland's quarterback, Mr. Massage.
He took the words out of my
Daniel
mouth.
Jones.
Mr. Masseuse.
Because that guy in Cleveland, quite honestly, not only is he a loser creep, but he sucks.
He had an okay week last week, but yeah, he's pretty bad.
It's funny that you bring up quarterbacks because there are odds that you sent us that are favorites for the next quarterbacks benched. I can tell you this, Mac, and I know he is fourth on the list. I was watching Colin Cowherd, The Herd, yesterday when I got home, waiting for the Nick Wright show. And that's just what I call that now because that's clearly what it is.
That's exactly.
And
he was saying that Will Levis, this was Colin Cowherd's take, obviously, he said he's out in Tennessee.
Well, I mean, the coach shredded him.
And that's why he said it. He was like, when you look at teams in the past where the coach, Haney brought up Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. When Sean Payton came out and was like, yeah, Russell Wilson can't be doing this, and he's not shy about his words, he goes, the next thing that happened is Russell Wilson was gone.
Yeah, who's the backup in Tennessee?
In Tennessee, it is good question.
Because Levi's was the backup, and then they traded Malik Willis, obviously, to Green Bay, and Tannehill's not around anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's a name. It's a name.
It's a name. Well, usually it would be. Yeah, everybody's got one.
Well, it could be, you know, like Prince. He could just be the artist formerly known as, or he's a symbol.
Yeah, true. That's a fair point.
It's Mason Rudolph. That's it. Mason Rudolph. Oh. Yeah, I know.
Miles Garrett's most hated person in the world.
Yeah. Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
That's how you know Mason said something wrong or racist, because Miles Garrett has never been that way. Ever.
You've never seen Miles Garrett act that way before,
and he ripped his helmet off and hit him with it.
Yeah. So I mean, that was wild.
And Mason was like, I didn't say anything. It's like, well.
Maybe you did. I mean, the guy did beat you with a helmet.
Yeah.
So he's the backup in Tennessee. Yeah, you're not winning with him. Yeah. Tennessee's going to be in the market for a quarterback. But I do love the fact it's Tommy Callahan, right? He's a coach down there selling auto parts for the working people, because that's what I am. But I do appreciate that gentleman in Tennessee, whatever his name is, saying that about his quarterback. Throw the guy under the bus. Like, I mean, we've done this now for how long, right? How long have we done this? And you're still out there doing the same type of stuff that you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Will on the fumble. I know you look very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Yeah, like zero. He went with the he's an adult route. He should know better. You know, I'm very disappointed. Like, that is a soundbite that is about 18 seconds long, and he nailed all the buzzwords.
Will on the fumble. I know you look very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. So, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Irritated, dumb, cost us. Yeah. Like, I mean, he hit everything in that.
And, Mac, you might know this more than I do. They were saying that there's a lot of arrogance with Levis. That, like, he doesn't really listen well, like, to advice.
Oh,
and that
really?
That's what I was hearing yesterday when they were talking about the reports of this. And they were just saying, basically, like, he's only thrown, I think, 6 touchdowns in, like 9 games since he's been a starter, and just the numbers don't add up. And then it's like the coach.
So he's a self-entitled.
Well, I mean, he's doing mayonnaise perfume or cologne commercials, and it's like, you haven't really created any clout. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, man, like, listen to us. This is what you're doing wrong. And yet the same mistakes keep happening. Like, the interception that he threw in week 1 was just atrocious. And then the fumble in week 2, and it's like, something's either really right or somebody's completely wrong. But it seems like when you put the stats and the storylines together, it looks like it's a Levis problem.
Yeah, having lived in Nashville, the rub on him when Vrabel was still there, it was like, oh, he's a man's
man. Sorry, the rub on him?
The rub on him.
You never heard of that?
Who's a man on man? What? He's a man's man? Will Levis?
Yeah, he's a man's man. He's alpha. Look how strong he is.
The man puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Go look at him yell at DeAndre Hopkins in his second game. He knows who he is. And that was kind of the I don't know, not the rub on him.
Say whatever you want.
That was the whole thing on him with Vrabel. And then that switch with Brian Kellen. And it's like, hey, you actually need to like know the offense. And we're going to pass early on first downs. And this is going to be like a more analytical like game now. And it's just, I feel like he's not listening.
Well, that's the approach of why most players fail at the professional level. No matter what sport you're in, you're so used to just doing it your way and dominating the competition because you're better than everybody else. Then you get to the pros and everybody's better than you or just as good. And you've got to do those little things. You've got to study the film. You got to learn the playbook. You're not just going to go out there and make plays because you're a good athlete. That crap works in high school. It kind of works in college as well. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the pros and you realize there's, you know, 52, 53 other guys on every other team that are paid professionals that are just as good or better than you. And if you don't put in the work and the time and do the right things from the end of the game to the beginning of the next game, you don't stand a chance in that game. This league is too hard. Baseball's too hard to just think you're going to go up there and just be better than everybody else when that's just not the case. And so if Levi's isn't willing to put in the work and he's too worried about mayonnaise in his coffee, then you need to jettison him as well, just like Carolina did with Bryce Young.
More likely, we can also do this maybe later on in the week when we do the in the script, more likely to start at some point this week in week three. Drew Locke, ooh, Jared Stidham, or Drake May.
Those are the top to start three. This week?
Yeah, those at some point get into the game.
Get into the game. The names again.
Drew Locke.
Okay.
Jared Stidham.
Ooh.
Drake May. The reason I say that, those are the three highest quarterback starters that have the best odds of getting benched. Right. Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, and Jacoby Brissett.
Gotcha. Right. I didn't know Jacoby Brissett was still in the league.
He's been playing for 2 weeks in New England. Got that win against Cincinnati.
Ugh. He's terrible.
Shouldn't beat Seattle.
I'm going to say, I think it's going to be Drew Locke.
Yes.
Just because, well, I don't know. Daboll hasn't called out Daniel Jones yet.
Not yet.
He hasn't called out. Like, all these other
last
coaches.
Year.
Like, dude, I'll say it. We're 2 weeks in, and I know I'm, like, pumping the brakes on some of the Chiefs players, but you can see some of these quarterbacks just aren't very good. I do appreciate Root Canal down in Carolina calling out his quarterback and Tommy Callahan in Nashville calling out his guy as well, because those guys stink. Like, I'm waiting for Daboll to call out Daniel Jones, and that has to start happening because – you know, how many careers is Daniel Jones or Will Levis or, you know, Bryce Young going to waste of other guys being horrible at what they do?
Well, you also just asked or said the story of, like, what did Daboll say to Malik Nabers? Give me the ball. You know who throws it?
Yeah,
like
I don't know
that
we can do that. This guy can't throw.
Drew Locke throws the football to anybody.
Because I don't think they're going to Bo Nix is at least a rookie, you know?
No, they're not going to.
And I don't think they're going to put Stid in. And then you look at Drake May.
That would be my answer, personally.
Yeah,
personally, because I mean, you've already heard Jaron Mayo literally said in the offseason he is better than Jacoby Brissett.
That's like, a fair point too.
Like he literally said it, but then he started Brissett because he wants to save his guy. And what do you know? That's a good decision. Drake May leads or is tied for the lead in rookies for touchdown passes. After 2 weeks, he hasn't played a game. Okay, everyone's out on all these rookies. Caleb Williams sucks. Bo Nix sucks. Drake May sitting there, he's fine on the bench, hasn't been hurt. I feel like it's a great decision by the Patriots.
You know, it's a great decision if you have, you know, your guy Alex Smith back there teaching you and learning you along the way, too. Mm-hmm. That would really help. I don't know if Jacoby Brissett is that guy. I don't know if Drake May is learning a lot. I just don't know the answer to that question because I don't know much about, you know, Jacoby Brissett. Hopefully he's being like the Alex Smith role and you can comfortably sit him. And I think Jaron Mayo is probably in a spot where you can comfortably sit your rookie quarterback because you're in your first year as a head coach as well. And so you're saying, look, I'm going to let this guy sit, learn how to play in this league, and then we'll start him next year. I think that's probably the right thing to do if you're Jaron Mayo. But like if you're Brian Daboll, I mean, your job's probably on the line at this point.
Why couldn't Jaron Mayo get Will Levis? Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yeah.
Jets will play the Patriots on Thursday night.
I will
not be watching that game.
Oh, you're not going to look in for the Aaron Rodgers? He's coming home to New York.
So there's a chance Drake May could play in that game, depending. I don't know.
Gosh, don't do that to him.
Denver plays the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Tampa. So if it goes south, you know Sean Payton's got a quick trigger. And then obviously we already talked about Cleveland and New York Giants.
How much does Sean Payton believe in Bo Nix? That's the question that we need to know the answer to. And I don't know what the answer to that question is.
So far enough would be my answer.
Well, didn't he say that?
Like, is it ride and die with this guy for Sean Payton? Because if it is, you just let him play and get better.
He said he reminds him of Mahomes. Gave him the same feeling,
right? We need to go to break, I think. I think you're telling us it's time to break. Man.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.